I have to preface this piece with the fact that it doesn't necessarily reflect my political affiliation. But if you were into the coffee house poetry scene in Boulder at all, you would completely understand why this piece had to be written. It's called In Defense of Starbucks. What a poet you are. Handsome, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, 20-something university man, wearing faded Abercrombie and Fitch jeans, lemon yellow Live Strong bracelet, white t-shirt molded to a lean torso, stained and a little torn. Grizzled, unshaven face completes your status as a People's Republic of Boulder grade A hottie. You rant about Walmart and Starbucks, Sith lords of all evil corporations, vanilla lattes and caramel frappuccinos, made in the USA stickers, get your French fries here, two corporations spoon-feeding box-top rat poison into America every day. Here, eat this. Take your one a day, water-soluble multivitamin guaranteed to create the all-American dream. Funny thing is, during all your railing about the next generation of meat-eating, God-fearing, TV-watching, brainwashed citizens, I look around the room and see 99% of the audience looks just like you. iPod listening, laptop toting, co-op shopping, shade-grown coffee sipping, courier bag toting, soy milk drinking, echinacea taking white people. I didn't see the Latino familia tres los niños running around the Walmart shopping cart translating Pampers diapers especial at your poetry reading. I didn't see the overweight, stringy-haired, trailer-living, waiting in line for her high blood pressure medication, thank God they have generic, woman at your poetry reading. I didn't see the Korean War veteran, welcome to Walmart, grandson is serving in Iraq, Bill O'Reilly, factor-watching, Jesus-loving man at your poetry reading. So sing on, brother. Rail against the machine. Bring us to our feet as you wax on about corporate greed, government lies, and an apathetic nation. But first, let me remind you that you too have been happily inspected, just like the tag on the Fruit of the Loom underwear you eagerly shun, and somewhere stamped on your body is proudly made in the USA.